the songs are just sort of mysterious in some ways, though, in that a lot of the time I'll write a song and not really grasp the meaning, and then a few weeks later I'll like kind of look at it again and be like, oh yeah, that's why I wrote that song.
It used to be that the Morning Bender's Chris Chu had plenty of time to reflect on his song's meanings. When he started the band, it was just him. But a few years later, the Morning Bender's has 4 members and 2 albums, and they're creating a bigger sound, too. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Russ Boris here. Chris Chu recorded the Morning Bender's first EP, Loose Change, in 2006, all on his own. But after that, he opened up his band to include a few people he knew from UC Berkeley, where he went to school. In 2008, the band released its first full-length album, the melodic, delicate, and sometimes bouncy Talking Through Tin Cans. That album got a lot of notice in the indie pop world, and the Morning Benders spent the next while out on tour with the likes of Broken Bells, Death Cab for Cutie, MGMT, and Grizzly Bear, whose Chris Taylor is also co-producer on the Morning Benders' new album, Big Echo. Critics are saying that while Talking Through Tin Cans had a solo project feel, on Big Echo, the band sounds more integrated and less indebted to its 60s pop influences. And when FUV's Alisa Ali talked with the Morning Benders, she asked about their history as a one-man and later a multi-man band.
When did you guys first start off as a band?
It's been, I guess, something around 3 years, between 3 and 4 years. But it kind of went through some different incarnations, and it started just as sort of songs, not knowing what was going to happen, and then it's changed and changed into the band that it is now.
Did it start off with all of these same players?
No, it didn't. It kind of just started by myself recording and writing songs at home. But I never really intended to try to perform by myself. It was always with a band in mind, you know, even though the people weren't there yet.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, we've been together for a while and sort of helped mold the sound into what it is now.
Upside down, so we can't talk about it. Try your best to stay away. I've been digging so long, I don't know which hole I should take. And you put me on this vacation, so it's really not the time. Across the world, somewhere it's by daylight. And some say it's the ocean, some sail in the seas.
So what would you say is the difference between this first and second album?
I think the main difference with Big Echo was just
there's different songs.
They're different songs. Yeah. We're a little older. We've been through a lot.
Oh yeah, you've seen some rough times.
We've seen a lot in this world. Well, yeah, I mean, I think the big difference though was more the mindset going into it. With the first album, we had kind of a concept and a sound that was governed by a handful of artists that we were really into, generally like from the 60s and 70s. And Big Echo was more free, just kind of thinking anything's fair game and pulling sounds from wherever and kind of throwing it all together.
Catch my drift, hold it close to your heart, let's just breathe. Just count it all, the worst is over, at worst, we stand still through the night.
Morning Benders, live in Studio A with Cold War and All Day Daylight. The new album is Big Echo, thanks to producer Nora Flaherty, and hear more from the Morning Benders at thealternateside.org.